Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were talking about the difference of what most people think sin is today compared to what they thought 40 or 50 years ago. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
My wife and I was talking some time ago about what goes on today, and I said, isn't it interesting that in our day, you had the people smoking on television. About every actor smoked on television in the 50s, and then as you got in the 60s, there started becoming some things about it. In the 60s, I think, they had banned tobacco on TV to be advertised. But a lot of people were hooked on nicotine watching that. Then social drinking. No, you didn't have the drink. Now they're social drinkers, and they're drinking on TV. Then you see that starting to come into churches, come into other areas. Then you see couples just moving in and living together, living in adultery on TV. And then more and more of that's happening in what so-called Christian and church accepts it. And now you're starting to see various drugs that are the drugs that they sell on the streets. Now, medical marijuana and other things, and it's still there's no advantage to miracle marijuana that they don't already have something that can do the same thing. But, you know, that's what they do. So you get people hooked on that. And then pornography. Now you got children hooked on pornography. Immodest dress. It was interesting to me. I was reading about the old Dick Van Dyke Show in the 1960s. And in the first couple of years, there was in the lady star, Mary Tyler Moore, there was in her contract that she could have a pair of, I think they were some kind of rich, I'm not even sure what they called them, but the pants she could wear, you know, capri pants, I think is what they call it. But she could wear those on at least one scene or one portion of a episode, and then after a while, just got to be accepted by everybody. But until then, they had ladies in dresses. And I'm just saying is that you've seen that as Hollywood changes the morals downward, the country begins to change its morals downward, and then the church, in order to feel like they're relevant, brings their standards down. The only problem is the relevancy is to Satan, not to God. I'm not against being relevant to God, but this other stuff, watch out for it. Okay, watch out for it. And so, be careful. Be careful, because you can be blaspheming God and not even know that you're doing it. Now, remember when Jesus turned the water into wine at the marriage of Cana of Galilee? For those water things, what they say would come out, it would have been 160 gallons. Now, these people had already run out at that marriage feast of all the wine. They were completely out now. What are we going to do? Jesus turned the water into wine. Do you think he really got those people roaring drunk by turning it to that? Can you think of the holy Lord and Savior Jesus Christ turning it into anything like that? Oh, no. No. And so, the juice, grape juice. And, you know, there are juices made from various kinds of grapes, and some are more expensive than others, but at least they're grapes. I know that they used to, and I haven't seen the stores. They may be still in the stores. I'd see some would have Concord grape, then some would have red grape and white grape on them in the juices. And I was reading about that one time, found out red grape was the best for your heart. So I would buy red grape juice, pure juice, okay, red grape juice. Then after a while, I'd seen it wasn't up there. And I don't have a heart problem, but nonetheless, I just said, well, why not do preventive stuff? And so I would use that for a while. Now, again, the translators did not translate anything as grape juice that was obvious grape juice, okay? And alcoholic juice, you know, wine was wine. Now, in the Hebrew, there are different things, okay? Strong drink is rage, and it's a different, there are different Hebrew words in it. See, this Greek word, one that we use mainly, they're oinos, but it's quite different in the Hebrew. There's several words there, and they will define. That's why the Lord said, when he was talking in the Old Testament, the pure blood of the grape. The pure blood of the grape is not intoxicating. It's pure. It represents the blood of Jesus Christ. And so, again, God is a holy God, and he hates alcoholic, hard drinking, or it would not be in the Bible. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever's deceived thereby is not wise. So if you're going to drink intoxicating wine, strong drink, just understand God says you're not wise. And if you're going to say, well, I don't believe that, then you just call God a liar. And that's not wise, okay? And that would just prove you're not wise. Okay, now, the Hebrew has about 5 to 7 different words for wine, but understand, never are the bad words used to glorify Christ. Now, that brings a question to us. Does drinking alcoholic beverage socially or any other way, does it really show behavior as becometh holiness? Well, friend, no, it doesn't. And to say it does is to lie to yourself, let alone to God. Not given to much wine would look at various types of grape juices in their day. And then you're starting to see people giving themselves to these various kind of juices that they produced and really going after it. It was a rich man's thing, so to speak, you might say. And though you could get carried away in those things. But some of them did drink, a lot of them drank alcohol. But Jesus never did, as some try to teach. Yeah, Jesus, what he served, I remember hearing a college professor say that. What Jesus drank, he drank very moderately. But it was that intoxicating stuff. It wasn't just grape juice. And so I knew right there to turn that one off. Okay. Just, well, if he would study, if he's a seminary professor, he's not studied the book. And if he has, he hasn't studied the right one. Okay. So there is a drinking that's right about grape juice, and there's a drinking because it's intoxicated is wrong, but then you can overdo it as well in some things. There's occasions in which people have prime rib, lobster, some expensive food, and do it a lot. But that's not really good stewardship of their finances. I mean, yeah, they can get out there and, boy, spend a lot of money, but they don't have money for other things, but they, boy, they eat big time. I mean, they eat the most expensive foods, most expensive restaurants, and they're barely making it in life. Well, I think that's kind of the warning here about not giving too much wine in our text. You see, that happens. I've seen that happen with people, and it's not a good thing. Then people begin to blame one another. So not giving too much wine is opposite of the next statement of verse 3. Not giving much wine? Okay, well, we've seen that. But now, teachers of good things. Teachers of good things, and those are good things which become holiness. Whereas a tea that we have today. We hear ladies having a tea, a Bible study tea, okay, and they'll have hot tea there and maybe some coffee, but a lot of places they call it a tea. And in the Bible days, they had their drinking of that grape juice. It was all right. You could have a coffee. You could talk to each other. You could share things about the children, hobbies, and so forth. And enjoy a time together without any of this bad stuff. Be careful, though. See, in those things, and I think that this is what a lot of the idea behind much wine is, there's hardly any edification of one another as they sit around and talk together. There's no edification in Christ. So that is also a very important thing. So these ladies should be a teacher of good things. Good things. A teacher of doctrine, teacher of the Bible. Now again, you find people that just say, you're a bunch of legalists. Oh, you're this, you're that. And they're down on it. Why? Because their flesh wants to do the other things. And so, aged ladies, this behavior that becomes holiness, this is part of it. This is a big part of it. Don't be a false accuser. Don't be given too much wine. And be a teacher of good things. A teacher of good things. Many today see the negative instead of the positive in the Christian life. I gave a tract to a lady one day, and she asked me, oh, you're Baptist church? I said, oh, yeah. I don't like the Baptist church. They don't dance. Well, I said, yeah, but we preach the word. She didn't like that either, And so I don't know if she went to one of those churches that rock and roll and dance and while they're preaching, but she found out we don't. See, a lot of these people have been duped by humanism. Okay, they're just, it's humanistic. They're critical of the holiness of God. Their critical thinking is of the holiness of God. So, teacher of good things. Understand the word things is plural. Don't limit the scope of scriptures. Ladies, you're to be teaching the younger ladies. If you have a ladies' Bible study, go to it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my